Manifested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
6 minutes after 7 o'clock, you're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. Tonight, we have an amazing conversation to take a look at Liberty, which we know falls under the Standard Bank Group's Insurance and Asset Management Division, IAM. And this is where Liberty Corporate has put together a number of services and solutions to make sure that for you and I, should you get into an accident, should you get some kind of debilitating illness or disease, if you get into an instance where you're unable to earn your money or sadly pass away, the loved ones that we care for are still able to be taken care of. And Liberty has done that by paying over 12 billion rand in claims in the year 2024. Andrew Methman, Liberty's Chief Specialist for Risk Pricing, joins us now in studio to tell us more. Such a pleasure to have you with us, Mr. Methman.
Thank you very much, Gugu. Thanks for having me. It's a really important topic I think we need to talk about.
Yes.
And we do this every year, so I think it's just continuing that trend.
Definitely. Mm. Firstly, I must say, I have the world of respect for the work that you do. I'm sure when you have to explain to loved ones, Chief Specialist for Risk Pricing, they must think, yo, this sounds complicated. But essentially you're saying, given the life you live and the amount of time you spend on the road, this is the likelihood of an accident happening for you. And we believe that should you lose your job, should you lose your life, this is the kind of money that you would need in order to replace and continue living the lifestyle you have or taking care of your loved ones. Is my assumption correct?
Luckily, it's not left up to me to make those have those discussions. I mean, we have got very qualified advisors to help people with that. I think there's obviously different types of products to suit different needs.
Yes.
But it is very complex. I mean, you need to, there's a lot to think about. I think the first step is maybe just having that kind of discussion, seeing what you need. I think if you look at our annual claim stats, which we're talking about now, this is really the proof point. Like, normally you'd buy an insurance product, pay premiums, and it's not very tangible. Mm-hmm. And I think this is the way that we've tried to make it very tangible for most people. Actually going, I think this is probably the 19th year that we've published it. It's been, it's really the way that we can actually show or demonstrate the trust that you as a client should be putting into our products, that we will be there when you need us the most, and that we can grow what matters the most to you.
Definitely. You know? And I think this is so important, Andrew, because this is really making sure that that what if scenario will actually be taken care of.
Exactly.
In terms of the numbers that we're describing. So you and your colleagues have a very important job that we value and appreciate. But let's talk about what the stats actually reveal in terms of life cover. And maybe before we get there, risk claim payouts actually saw an increase of 11.8% from the year before.
If you look at our comprehensive risk product called Lifestyle Protect, we've seen quite big increases across the different benefit pillars. Benefit pillars is just how we group the different types of benefits that we pay out.
Meaning either disability.
Yes, exactly. Life cover, disability, either we can pay you a monthly income or a lump sum, and then also what you might call dread disease or critical illness.
Gotcha.
They're all very important. They're not mutually exclusive. You should be thinking about taking a mixture of those as a general person. Obviously, I can't give that advice, but generally we find that people are thinking, when they think about life insurance or life companies, they think life insurance. And really the important thing is that there's a bit more to offer than that.
Yes.
Like I said, all those different benefits can affect the average person in different ways. So think about it. Don't always just think about maybe funeral cover or life insurance or things like that. I think, we can get into more details, but what we found is that, yes, there's a risk of people passing away. That's very unfortunate.
Mm.
But what we've also found, an increasing trend, are our living benefits. And we actually call them living benefits for a reason.
Yeah.
You actually, with medical advances, like I'd love to have my colleagues here, the doctors, but what they really have found, what we've seen in the stats, is with those kind of dread diseases and disability events are happening, it's not that it's a guaranteed death sentence or anything like that. Especially cancer, people are, because of early detection, you are actually figuring out that it's a very early stage of cancer, people are actually living longer. Now the problem is it's not what if I die, it's what if I live. And that's really the key thing. So,
might live but be limited in your capacity to actually generate an income. That's where this cover comes
it
in.
It could be. You could return to full abilities afterwards. Who knows? But I think any time something traumatic happens, like one of these claim events that we're talking about, that can really be financial setback. Yes, you've got medical aid. Yes, you might have other ways to cope with that. But those things do set you back, and the family especially. So you don't want to be burdened with that. I mean, you can just think about like a family with, if something were to happen to one of the spouses, what would happen to the day-to-day things? I mean, trying to take children to their school and things like that. There are extra financial obligations that might come up because of that. So, look, it's very subtle and different in every person's situation.
Yes.
But those things do take a toll emotionally and financially. And we want to make sure, at least from the financial side, we can get those families over that period.
100%.
And then back to hopefully they survive whatever they what fortunate event, but what then afterwards.
Exactly. So. What I also appreciate that's been highlighted in this report is that life can really happen at any stage and at any age. And one of the stats that you highlight here is that there has been a slight increase in the number of claims that are coming from individuals under the age of 35. And this is both for life cover and even disability and dread disease.
Yeah. So I think if you look at our stats, I mean, yes, we expect and we have seen majority of the claims for the older lives. That's kind of expected.
Mm-hmm.
But if I remember correctly, about 11% of the under 44-year-olds had a claim of either life or living benefits, and another 17% under the between 45 and 54. So I think the reality is the things are happening at those ages. I think the other key thing is don't think that you need to put off life insurance or any type of risk cover to later in life.
Mm.
That's not when you need it. Actually, when a person is probably younger, that's actually when you are more healthy and you can more actually be guaranteed to get life cover through the underwriting process.
Let's underscore that just a little further, Andrew. I can hear a few people in my community saying, life cover? Then I'm going to leave people with millions and millions of rands while I've gone and I'm dead. And there really does need to be, I guess, a re-education and a better understanding of the importance of life cover. And maybe let's just underscore that, especially reflecting on some of the stats that you shared.
Yeah, so I think, like I said, I mean, yes, life cover is the predominant payout that we have been making in 2024 and probably the years before that. But I think we need to start educating people to look at those other benefits too. I think if that wasn't the case, if you didn't have any protection, I think through an advisor, you can actually make sure it's structured correctly.
Yes.
The right people actually get paid out to.
Yes.
You can nominate different people to get different parts of the benefits, and that's really key. Make sure that the right people get it. Obviously, I mean, there could be lots of concerns, things like that. That's not the intention. It should be left to the right people, that they're not left if something were to happen to them.
Exactly. And I think that's so important is that you can structure it in such a manner that it's not just giving people money randomly, which, you know, should you pass away or when you pass away.
No, definitely.
Exactly.
It's not that. It should be a well thought out process and making sure that the right people get it and the people that need it. And it's obviously, I mean, probably goes without saying, it's very confidential. No one should know your financial affairs except yourself and maybe your close family. But again, it's not something that should be a concern to most people.
Exactly. Let's talk about some of the data now as to what people are claiming for, specifically when it does come to the likes of dread diseases. And I think this also creates an awareness of the kind of illnesses that we as a society are perhaps grappling with. You did touch on cancer being one of the top personal risk cover claims. I do see that sitting at 31%. But there's also a number of illnesses or dread diseases that many South Africans also happen to claim for. Cardiovascular diseases, respiratory disorders, which is a big one, musculoskeletal disorders and nervous system disorders.
Yes, look, I mean, those are the kind of the result of maybe sometimes of our lifestyle. We actually had one of our colleagues today at our launch from the corporate benefits side, Mangalisa. I think he highlighted the problem of the kind of the sedentary lifestyle that we've got. I mean, post-COVID, I think we're not all at the level of activity that we should be.
True.
And really, I think it's become the new normal. It shouldn't be. So I think that definitely has been highlighted. I think if you look at the other ones, I think it's just the nature of of, I think cancer has always been a concern for most people. And I mean, the stats, luckily what we've seen is, like I said, low of this is being more caught at the early stages, and people are actually living a lot longer, like overcoming that thing, that adversity, and making a fruitful life afterwards. But yeah, so I think a lot of those things are... Love to be a doctor today, but
right. you and I both. Yes. I just need to get the lingo right. What What stands out for me though is the gender split.
Yes.
Not only when it comes to dread disease, but also when it comes to retrenchment cover, which is also a very important aspect we need to account for.
Yeah, I think if we look at the stats, I think just starting at the high level, very interesting stats that we found are men tend to take more life cover, women take more of the living benefits. Mm. So great for them. But I think we do need to encourage more women to take more both of the benefit types. We've been very encouraged that the younger women are taking more of the living benefits too, but I think there's still a gap. Now, if you go back to ASISA publishes a, I think it's about every 2 years, an insurance gap survey.
The Association for Savings and Investments South
Correct.
Africa.
Gotcha. Yeah. I think the last one was done in 2022. Now, I doubt if you go back further, or it's going to really change the picture. But for what they found is that the whole country is grossly underinsured. In terms of what they define a gap is what you actually should have and what you do have. Especially for women, the number that they quoted was 15 trillion that they underinsured. That is basically what everyone should have, all women, but they actually not covered for. So there's a huge gap. And very interesting, if you look at the stats, the younger clients, I think it was under 30, are most at risk. Most of that 15 trillion comes from the younger population.
But it makes sense. I'm thinking so in my mind, because you're young. Typically, as women, we focus a lot on cash flow. How much am I earning? How much am I spending? Am I buying the right car? Do I have a home? But you're not thinking, you know, should I die? Who will pay for this bond? Who will take these kids to school? Who will pay for the vehicle that I own in order to transport them there? And I'm assuming that's essentially how we should be thinking about it, because much of the debt we acquire is also for the medium to long term.
There is debt. There are just normal day-to-day expenses.
Yeah.
I think a very interesting thing, even if you thought, like I think we all might have mortgages, bonds, vehicle loans, things like that. Very interesting. Just think about if you didn't have your home loan debt. Think about you didn't have your vehicle debt. You still need a lot of money each month to actually live. Just think groceries, think normal insurance, short term, whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually still shocking. I think most people think debt is the biggest kind of thing that eats up your income, but there's a lot more.
Yes.
There's a lot. Yes, there are some luxuries you have month to month that you maybe can do away with, but at the core of it, you still need to, there's a core amount of income that you still need to protect.
100%.
That I don't think most people actually have done that calculation.
100%. Mm. If you've just joined us, it's just a little before 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. We are speaking to Andrew Methman. He's Liberty's Chief Specialist for Risk Pricing. As you know, Liberty does fall under the Standard Bank Group, specifically the Insurance and Asset Management IAM division. And this really does speak to the fact that now when you go to the bank and you speak to your banker, you can get a financial advisor who will guide you on not just making sure you have the right type of bank account for your salary to come in and out from, but that will look at the risk that you have in your life, you know, how to ensure that you have life cover, any other specific covers, dread disease, retrenchment cover, because job security is not guaranteed either, and even making sure that you're able to claim for any health conditions that you might develop. One thing that stood out for me, though, as well, has to be, I guess, just mental disorder claims have been down year on year, but also education protection now becoming a priority. So
yes.
Two factors. That seems slightly separate, but maybe talk us through those themes.
Yeah, so I think what another few things that we found, I think just to position it, when we talk mental disorders, it's a very small percentage of our claims. I think it was 2.8%. But I think it shouldn't be overlooked. I mean, this is where some of the unfortunate things that day to day that we all come across, or loved ones and the rest, that we need to just to think about and maybe talk more about. So I think of that 2.5% that we paid out for mental disorders, it's probably a bit of a euphemism if you use that term.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at it's about half of it's for life cover and half of it for the living benefits. Now, for life cover, the unfortunate reality is this is suicide. So that is what actually caused the majority of those claims. And I think that is a reality, no nice reality, but it is something that we have to kind of acknowledge. And if you look at the living benefits, that's a bit more when we, for the claims that we pay under mental disorders there, it's depression, burnout. Believe it or not, burnout is a real thing now. Look, there are some medical conditions like Alzheimer's and things like that that also cause those types of claims.
Okay.
But I think it's worth bearing in mind just and what can be done to support people that are going through those things.
100%. I think so. It's definitely necessary. Education protection is still a priority. So at least the South Africans, yes, still want to protect and educate our kids. That totaled for 48.6 million rand, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think we've done quite a few upgrades. Under our Lifestyle Protector product, we've got an educator benefit. We've been upgrading that over the years to make it a bit more real-time, recognizing the needs of our clients. So I think that's been taken up well. I think if you ask, generally I've heard this stat before, or this opinion, if you ask people generally what are they concerned about, they'll either mention healthcare or they'll mention education. I think it's a top priority for most people, obviously with kids. And I think going back to that stat, we were privileged enough to actually, if you look back at the stats, last year we paid 48.6 million rand to cover the school fees and associated costs for, I think it was about 777 children.
Oh.
So I think unfortunately, the parents had the foresight to take the benefit.
Mm.
Unfortunately, either there was a death or a disability that may have caused the claim. But because of that foresight, 777 children now have the education taken care of.
Mm.
And that's only in the school fees we paid last year. If we actually project that over the next probably 20 years that we still have to fund these children's educations, we still expect to pay about 627 million rand in total. So it's a bigger commitment, but I think Liberty is very happy to pay that
100%
for the benefit that we
quite literally making sure that these are individuals who can be educated, capacitated,
exactly,
to get jobs in future, to be entrepreneurial as well. So very important aspect, especially for many of us as parents, even as aunts and uncles, to actually consider going forward. Before we talk about the value of financial advice, I do just want to take a look briefly at funeral claims. And there's an interesting theme there that highlights that there's typically a spike in winter.
Yes.
So
look, I mean, I think it's just what we've seen and we've looked at over the different years. Really, winter comes around and you've got respiratory conditions, things like that. The elderly are just a bit more susceptible to that at that point. July, August is really the period that we see most of them. Not much than the other ones, but we have seen quite a little bit of an uptick there. So I think, again, the stats are real. Just be a bit more careful in winter.
Yeah.
Take the flu. Not that I want to give medical advice, but protect yourself against anything that can cause illness and things like that.
As you say, the stats and the facts are there, and the numbers do tell us about the reality of how we live our lives. Mm. And specific to your clients, on the back of this research and this particular report, it helps us understand just, you know, who is making sure that they take on the financial responsibility to cover any potential risk, whether through living benefits or life cover, in both ways, through the incident of death, disability, dread disease, or any other concern. And this takes us back to the importance of financial advice. We started off this conversation talking about, you know, your role at the institution, and I went back to saying you can speak to a banker, but there's this whole suite of financial products that banks like yourselves do offer. And maybe this is something that we do need to underscore, Andrew, as we wrap up the conversation, that when we think of our money, it goes beyond what comes in our account and what we're able to take out of our account. But making sure that the value of that money, the resources it's able to bring and attract, the people it's able to take care of, can still be taken care of regardless of the what if worst case scenario.
No, exactly. So I think, I think it's sometimes a bit of a, you've got lots of choices in day to day and what you spend money on and things like this. This is not one of those, it's typically the grudge purchase. But I think about if you didn't do this, what would happen? I think that the first step is obviously to get the education out, to make people just think about things, take that step, go see a financial advisor or otherwise start their journey. I think it's safe to say, I mean, you don't have to take a break, but just think about it and start thinking about what would happen to your family, to your loved ones, anyone else that you might need to take care of if that person weren't there.
And the truth is, it's personable and bespoke to you and your needs. If you have a 20 million rand house, that's a whole different commitment to someone who's just bought a 2 million rand house. So those kind of aspects are taken into account when it comes to working out the pricing as well, I'm assuming. So we shouldn't think of it as this thing that's going to be a grudge purchase and an unnecessary expense. Make it work to meet your needs is essentially the key takeaway.
Exactly. Yeah. Start that first step. Think about it. Talk to someone. See what it is. It's not as maybe as frightening as it might seem.
Yeah.
Take that initiative and just see. Yeah. Hopefully, sometimes people might be a bit shocked and actually get them to act. But overall, it'll be good for them.
Oh, yeah. It's a mirror. You're holding it up to us to say, hey, this life thing, it's not guaranteed. So take care of any of the risks that might be involved. Always a pleasure speaking to you, Andrew. Such a
Thank
pleasure
you.
Having you in studio. Thank you for
Thank
joining
you.
Us today.
Thank you very much for the invite. Very, like I said, very important topic.
Yes.
Thanks for us to have this important conversation with you and your listeners.
Definitely. Thoroughly enjoyed it. And thank you and your team for putting these numbers together because it helps us understand the reality of what we're facing.
Yeah. And really glad that we can demystify some of these numbers for you.
Definitely. That's Andrew Methman, Liberty's Chief Specialist for Risk Pricing, joining us tonight to take a look at the latest Liberty Corporate Benefits Payouts, essentially a report that helps us understand the annual claim statistics, what it is that you and I, looking at the barometer of Liberty clients, have been claiming for. So far, Liberty has paid over 12 billion rand in claims in 2024. And as you've heard, both for living benefits, so think retrenchment cover, of course, disability cover, and of course, life cover, which becomes critical for all South Africans to maintain the financial viability and security of their loved ones.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.